This is AFcast, the video game podcast. And here's your host, Malcolm Sheever.
The latest season of Apex Legends introduces our most explosive legend yet. A hard-hitting new gun, a world-shattering update to King's Canyon, and a whole new batch of quality of life updates. This week, on AFcast, we are talking about the brand new season for Apex Legends, Season 8, Mayhem. Alright, so the brand new legend in Apex Legends is Fuse.
Welcome to the School of Hard Knocks.
So that is F-U-S-E, not F-U-Z-E, like it is in, what's it called, Rainbow Six Siege. So we got whole new passive, tactical, and ultimate going on. I'm not going to go into, like, the backstory or anything of Fuse, because this is not a deep dive episode. But do let me know if you do want me to do an episode on Fuse, because I am happy to, because his backstory seems very interesting. So his passive ability is Grenadier. So this, I actually really like this passive. This is one of my favorite passes out of all the legends. And this is so that way you can stack an extra grenade per inventory slot. I'm guessing this is kind of because of everyone wanting the old version of Apex back, where you used to have like you used to be able to hold two grenades per slot, which was really nice. That's pretty much it. It was really nice having more grenades in your inventory, but now you have a lot less just by making it so that you can only hold one instead of two per slot. But now Fuse, you're able to hold an extra one per slot. And you're even able to fire these grenades farther, faster, and more accurately. He actually attaches it to, like, his robotic arm and just fires it like a launcher, which is crazy because they go so far. I mean, I'm pretty sure I have a video up right now of my friend actually throwing a grenade as Horizon and then me throwing a grenade as Fuse, or I guess shooting a grenade, because it goes so much farther, and it's so worth it. And also because of this, like, wrist-mounted cannon, you actually can fire grenades at the bottom of Horizon's grav lift, and it doesn't actually go up through it. We found this out accidentally when we were just kind of messing around, because there was a change with the grav lift that my friend was messing with, and then I wanted to see if the grenade would just like go through, because I never played season 7, so I didn't know how the grav lift worked entirely. So I fired it, and then he told me that it was supposed to actually be lifting it up. So we actually found out that Fuse can shoot at the bottom of the thing, which I don't really know how that will come in handy, but it might. So I mean, if that information gets you a kill in some way, then I am happy for that. Because it feels like usually it'd be more useful for it to bounce through, and maybe that is supposed to make it so that way he isn't too powerful of being able to shoot it through the grav lift at, like, super high speeds. Onto his tactical ability, which is called Knuckle Cluster. I love that. He launches a cluster bomb, and essentially, if you don't know what a cluster bomb is, it's in a lot of video games. But it's like a single grenade that explodes into multiple grenades that makes even more explosions in the surrounding area. I don't think the tactical is really that good. I think it might actually get a buff at some point. Either that, I'm still getting used to the character, because this character, I feel like, is very simple on the outside. But in order for you to actually use his abilities really well, I think you have to play for hours on end, really, in order to really understand how to use his abilities. I've gotten better at it, but his tactical is, it's in a really small radius, so it's really good if you hit someone, because it actually, like, sticks onto the person that you hit, and then it'll just keep exploding, doing damage. It doesn't do a lot of damage, but it still does enough, and, I haven't really been inside of a cluster, so I don't know if it's, like, visually distracting or anything like that. If it is, then it's a lot better than I thought, but if it's not, then, I don't know. But this is kind of good for being able to get someone out of cover. or essentially, if you, like, know where someone is, you can kind of pre-fire with this thing. But like I said, it's a very small radius. Like, I've shot it right next to someone, and it didn't damage them at all. So I'm not too sure how to feel about this tactical ability, because I feel like I still need to learn more. But anyway, on to Fuse's ultimate ability, which is called the Mother Lode. So you actually launch like this huge mortar that you're carrying into the air, and it blows up into a bunch of like incendiary shells that make a ring of fire. So like a wall of flames almost. And if you run through, like if you were to run through without any shield, you almost die. You are very close to dying. So this is very useful for cutting off people from certain areas. And if you can trap people inside of it, it's really well. We didn't actually manage to get it, but my friend Bryce and I, when we were trying to play, I realized that as Horizon, with her ultimate ability, you can suck people into one area. So I wanted to see if we could try to do like a major league gaming strat and him throw his ult down with the black hole and try to suck everyone in, and then I try to shoot the mother load to create a ring of fire around the black hole, essentially, so anyone being brought in has to go through the ring, and then anyone who's inside can't leave, so it's like fish in a barrel almost. And I feel like that strategy is really good if you can actually get it to work. We didn't manage to get a really good thing going with it. I think we could have earlier on if we figured out that we could do that earlier on, but sadly we did not. But yeah, it's very helpful. It's another one of those things though where it's like I think I have to get more used to it in order to use it well, because it's also not a very big radius. Like it's fairly small. I mean, it's not like really small, it's just like I'm trying to think of a good way to explain it. There is a part in Olympus where there's all the construction going on, and there's like this one ramp. It's like exactly the size of that ramp in terms of width. So I mean, someplace in Olympus isn't very helpful, so I'm trying to think of another example, but I can't really think of it. But yeah, so I think the mother load is really good if you figure out how to use it, and in really specific circumstances it could be really good. And I should have used it more. One of my problems while playing a new legend is that I forget to use their abilities a lot. I kind of like, as I learn the legend, I use the abilities more and more, which I mean, I guess makes more sense in general. But yeah, so I think there are a couple moments that I could have used it that would have been really good to use it then. I think it's a really good ultimate ability to have at the end, because if you can cut people off and make them either have to go through your ring of fire or go into the ring, or into the ring itself, then you are pretty well off, because you're going to do a lot of damage to them either way. So, yeah. But like I said, it takes a while for it to actually... It doesn't take too long for it to deploy, but it is a second later where it's like you kind of have to anticipate how the enemy is going to move in order to fire it. But if you do get people where they have to go through it, or they accidentally go through it, or anything like that, or if it's some sort of advantageous way, then you've obviously succeeded with it. But yeah, so it's definitely an interesting tactical and ultimate ability. But yeah, so on from Fuse, we now have the 30-30 repeater, which is the new weapon, and honestly, probably one of my favorite weapons now. I think one of my favorite combinations for me playing is some kind of AR. I think I prefer the R301, so that way I can have two separate ammo types. But honestly, the 30-30 repeater doesn't use much ammo, so I like to use a hemlock a lot during it as well, because honestly, the 30-30 repeater, I don't think I ever went through an entire stack of heavy ammo. I might have, but it's a pretty hard-hitting gun, and it actually charges up like the Peacekeeper or Triple Take does, except for it's not like bringing the bullets closer to each other. Instead, it actually does more damage. I mean, I guess in a way, the Triple Take and Peacekeeper do more damage, but that's only because it's bringing in the bullets closer to each other, so that way they don't like spread out as much and not as many pellets or bullets miss. But for the 30-30 repeater, it's still a single shot. It doesn't use more ammo, and it just does more damage overall. It's kind of like when in the Sentinel, where you could load the energy cells into it to make it fire more powerful. It's exactly like that. And It's the one bad part about it is that it's not an entire magazine. You actually have to reload it one bullet at a time, which is both really nice and also kind of sucks because you can't do a quick reload where you reload everything at once. But at the same time, if you need to get an extra bullet in that chamber really quickly, then you can very easily. So yeah, it's also very accurate. It's such a nice weapon. It's definitely my new favorite weapon in the game. And we also got a new map update. So this is for King's Canyon once again. Sadly, World's Edge has been taken out of rotation for this season, which kind of sucks. But King's Canyon map update. This is a pretty big one. Since they keep taking away areas of the map, they've actually now added in a new one. So this is following the events of the cinematic for Season 8 Mayhem, where the ship actually crashes down into King's Canyon. So this actually creates like this huge hole in the ground. You can even see this huge area where it looks like it might have slid down. And essentially this is behind Arsenal. So now there's actually a back entrance to Arsenal that you can go into through that like little bunker thing that is in the side of the mountain. Not to mention that you can get there through Spotted Lakes is now what it's called instead of... I honestly don't remember. Was it still called Spotted Lakes before? I can't remember. No, it was called Slums, wasn't it? I don't remember, honestly. But it actually now is a hole in the tunnel that goes from Arsenal to kind of like around where the Watchtower is. Not directly into the Watchtower like the other tunnel does. But there's a hole in that. You can go in the back entrance of Arsenal. You can go in through the Spotted Lakes, which now has a new facility inside of Spotted Lakes, not to mention it has expanded itself. And yeah, so it's pretty cool because it's a really big area too. I think it was supposed to make up for like Skull Town and Thunderdome and all of the places that they've gotten rid of. Just to, you know, expand the map more. But the crash site is really interesting because it actually has like little construction pillars and stuff all around it. So it makes for interesting vertical travel because you can like, there's like these ramps that are fully enclosed. So they almost look like slides, I guess. So you can be on top of them or inside of them. You can be on the next level or the previous level. Like there's so much play that you can have on that in that area, and it's really interesting, and it's pretty fun, honestly, to play in. But we also have like these new observation towers that aren't the ones that we're used to, like the giant watchtowers that have like all the loot and building inside of them. This one's like they're new. They're called like Echo Camps, I believe, and there's like five of them around the map. And they actually have these observation towers that are basically just really tall towers, kind of like the one that's inside of containment. And, yeah, so those echo camps are kind of interesting. I think they're supposed to make up for, because in lore-wise, when Maggie, I think that's her name, blew up a bunch of King's Canyon, essentially all of, like, the bunkers and stuff caved in, except for the main bunker, the really big one in King's Canyon didn't cave in. I mean, like, the one from, like, Season 5, where Lobo is doing the treasure hunt inside of those things. Those caved in, which means some areas got flattened. So now we have these echo camps that are supposed to kind of make up for them. Not to mention that we also have these, like, explosive holds, that's what they're called. I haven't seen you be able to actually go into them, but yeah, they're like mobile armories, I guess. There's a couple that you can't go into, and I think some that you can go into. I'm not entirely sure. I haven't actually seen one that's open yet, or maybe they'll be open later on or something. I don't know. But yeah, so those are pretty cool. We also have something that's called Uncovered Bones now as well. So this is a new rotation, in the map. So this is, essentially to make easier access to runoff and airbase. So there's like a mountainside that is by, the Slum Lakes or Spotted Lakes now, where essentially when Maggie's explosion happened, it crumbled part of the mountain, so now there's, like, bones that show, and then there's a new entranceway that you can actually go through the mountain, kind of to, new rotations, essentially. Yay! But, yeah, so it's, so a lot of map changes. There's not too many besides, like, the main big, giant ship that's there now. But besides that giant ship, there's not really much besides the new passageway and some random echo camps with explosive holds and stuff like that there are around the map. But another interesting thing, we're moving past the map now. We now have legendary magazines. These are pretty nice. Since magazines both increase reload speed and add additional ammo, for a lot of the guns, I've seen it mainly increase reload speed, but I have seen it increase the actual amount of bullets that go into the gun as well. But these are just really nice in general, especially right now, because there's like a year two anniversary boost going on where there's essentially more rare loot that can occur. So we've seen a lot of these legendary mags recently, which is pretty cool as well. So moving past that to some quality of life updates. So we have the new damage counter. So before you had just the kill counter and the assist counter in the top corner, but now you actually have the damage counter, which tells you exactly how much damage you have done throughout the game so far. It really allows you to track how much you've done compared to other people in your team. I don't think you can see other people in your team, but I mean, if you're communicating with them, you can ask them how much damage they've done, anything like that, to see how well you're actually doing in a fight. I know that I just recently got into Apex Legends, which is why I wanted to do this episode, and I was not doing a lot of damage most games. I was not doing very well, but it was fun playing the new Legend, so that was pretty cool. There's also... you can also, ping ammo inside of your inventory to display what your current ammo count is. You can kind of tell people how much ammo you have at that moment, which is pretty nice. And then they also did some, colorblind stuff where healing and reviving now follows colorblind rules. I didn't know that they didn't before, but that's also because I'm not colorblind, so I guess that's why. But now, something that's really cool, and I wish was around when I did the Bloodhound episode, was lore blurbs. And yes, that is what they're called, apparently. But essentially, there are skins that are actually canon for certain characters. And for the sake of the Bloodhound episode, I said that just the main skin we are considering canon, and all the rest of them we're not considering canon. But I really wish that I did this Bloodhound episode after the lore blurbs came out, because now any skin in the game that actually has lore behind it I don't remember what it's called. I mean, they're calling it blurbs, but I don't like that name. I don't like that word. I can't remember what it's called. I'm pretty sure it starts with a C. Caption. That's what it is. But yeah, so on to quality of life updates for Legends. So Wraith had hitbox adjustments. Her hitbox is now bigger than it used to be. It's not a lot bigger, but this is because she is still considered OP and in the top tier of the Legends. So they wanted to give a small nerf to her. Like I said, these are not really big, like completely outside of her body hitboxes. These are just slightly expanded to fit the character more, and also just in general to be able to do more damage to her, so she isn't super OP since she's a smaller character compared to the other ones. And then Rampart, Sheila angle has been increased from 120 degrees to 180 degrees. I have no idea what that means because I have not played the last season, or last two seasons. Was Rampart before or after Horizon? I don't remember. I didn't play for Rampart season or Horizon season, so I'm not very, I don't know those two characters very well. I mostly know Horizon because my friend played her the entire time I was playing Fuse and trying to learn the character. But I have no clue about Rampart. But anyway, wall health in the build phase increased from 1 HP to 45 HP. So sniper rounds still pierce through it. No idea what that means, but I hope it helps you out. And then we also have Horizon. So the gravity lift effective cooldown is increased from 21 seconds to 25 seconds. So I think that means that how long it stays up in battle, it's from 21 seconds to 25 seconds. I'm not entirely sure. Because the new cooldown timer, the 15 second cooldown timer, starts when the gravity lift disappears now instead of right away, which I think was just that you can constantly be placing gravity lifts if you wanted to, which is crazy. But yeah, so a really cool update to Octane that I really like. I don't really use, me and my friends don't really use Octane, but it's still a pretty cool update for him, where hitting the jump pad from a standing position, so like if you're running or walking essentially, you actually get a high arc, so you actually go more vertical than you do horizontal with that. And if you go from a crouch position, so this is if you're sliding or just straight up crouching, you will go at a more horizontal angle instead. So you can actually go farther rather than more high up. So it depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to get on top of something, it's good for you to run at a standing position. If you're trying to go across a gap of some sort, then sliding into it is probably your best bet. So the reason I like this is just that Octane's ultimate was very one-dimensional, where it was just like you could jump on it, and then they changed it a little bit where you could have a second jump, like you could do a double jump on it. And I really like this new change where you can definitely use it for different purposes now, like instead of just different combat purposes, you can now use it for different for even more purposes, where you can go across something or you can go on top of something easier, or even both, depending on where you place it down. So it's pretty cool, in my opinion, at least. I don't think it's like a huge change, but it's definitely interesting. And for people who are Octane mains, this is definitely important for you to know, because, or if you play with an Octane main, even, it's important for you to know, because you're, playing as an Octane, you probably understand exactly how the arc is for Octane's actual ultimate ability. But now you're going to have to relearn those arcs and actually see if you can abuse them in some way for different things in combat or getting from place to place. So it's definitely definitely something you want to learn. So now for Crypto, you can now not stick arc stars onto drones. So if you're playing as like a teammate with a Crypto, you can now no longer communicate with them saying, "All right, I'm gonna throw this arc star in this thing. You're gonna fly it into the enemy." Yeah, you can't do that anymore. That was terrifying when it happened, but it was definitely a smart play. I will say that. There has definitely been claymores on top of drones in other games before, so it was very similar to that. So now for Loba, this is a change that I actually really like. And this was something that we noticed almost right away, was that you could not see with your Eye for Quality, which is Loba's passive ability where she can see loot through walls, in care packages, nor could she use her Black Market, which is her ultimate ability, in order to actually take things from care packages if it was still closed. We noticed this pretty quickly because my friend really liked Loba and was playing her a lot, and he was like, "All right, we're gonna do this play where once that care package comes down, I'm gonna put down my Black Market. We're gonna see if it has a Kraber or anything inside of it that we can take to use against like the last two or three people that are in the game, or two or three squads rather." And it just straight up wouldn't allow it. And then he noticed that his Eye for Quality also couldn't see through it later on. So it was like, it kind of sucked. Because we tried to do that play, like we were like a couple different times, we're like, we really could have used that play to help us through the battle. But I mean, I guess it is what it is. I don't know, but I'm very glad that they changed that. We thought that it was a very purposeful thing, and maybe it was, and they decided to go against that now. But it felt like it was something like care packages were just so sacred that you couldn't do anything for that. But anyway, on to Caustic. So now all of the gas dissipates from Caustic's if Caustic's team is eliminated. I'm not sure if I like this because it doesn't make sense logically. I think it's because if you kill a squad, it's like, oh, everything from that squad disappears now. They're eliminated, so they can't do anything else in the game. From that perspective, I understand, but at the same time, if a Caustic sets up a gas trap and it goes off, like, no matter what, it should be there and it should go off unless they place down a new maximum amount of Caustic traps, or if someone shoots it or anything like that. It should not just be gone just because Caustic was eliminated. I dislike that, but at the same time, it's useful information to know where it's like, if we can just kill this team, you know, all the gas will be gone. I don't know if that means that the gas canisters will also be gone, though. So it could be that only the gas dissipates and the gas canisters that are remaining from the Caustic stay up. I don't know. It doesn't say specifically. It just says all gas now dissipates. So not very useful, but I'm guessing we'll find out eventually. It would definitely be interesting to know, because if you're in, like, the final bits of a squad, and if gas canisters themselves also go away, then you can actually know how many, or not how many, but if there is a Caustic still alive just by seeing a trap, which at the same time is a little OP. So I hope that's not the case. I hope it's purely just gas, but you never know. So now with Mirage. Mirage is got buffed. Again, at least in my opinion, it's a buff, but this is that Mirage decoys create footstep sound. So this is, I'm guessing, to make it more likely that someone will shoot the clone. Over the past several seasons, past all the seasons since Mirage came with the main game, Mirage has been getting buffs because he just wasn't considered as OP as he should be. So now this is just the next step, and honestly, I think Mirage is pretty balanced now, especially with this create footstep sounds, because this can really trip you out, because there has definitely been some sound modifications. I don't know if this happened during the seasons that I played, or if it was this season update, but there definitely are new... there's definitely new sound quality. Like, I can hear people easier, but it also is louder at the same time, so if there's a bunch of people walking near you, you can't exactly tell where all of them are from. So that's kind of interesting. Like I said, I have no idea if that's from this season or previous seasons, but might as well say it. So now on to the quality of life for weapons. So they, for the fully kitted rotation, so these are the golden weapons, they've removed the Wingman, Sentinel, Havoc, G7, and Alternator, and they added the R301, 3030 Repeater, Mozambique, Longbow DMR, and the Spitfire for the fully kitted weapons. I've used the R301 and 3030 Repeater fully kitted. I have not seen the rest, though, sadly. I did not like the fully kitted 3030 Repeater because it has a 2x4 times on it, at least the one that I picked up. I don't know if the fully kitted weapons are different each time you pick them up. But I definitely did not like the 3030 Repeater because of that 2x4 times. I prefer just the 2 times for those. They also are removing the golden barrel from the loot pool. I'm assuming this is because they added in the golden magazines. And then for hop-ups, the double tap hop-up was removed, which kind of sucks because I really like the double tap hop-up for both the G7 and the EVA. But those are gone now, so I'll probably never use those weapons again, at least until it's added back into the game. But then you also have the anvil rounds hop-up, just the anvil rounds hop-up has been re-added into the game, which is kind of why I like the R301 with the 3030 repeater as well. But at the same time, if I have the 3030 repeater, I don't necessarily need the anvil rounds for the R3, but it's whatever. And then the vault has been... the vault's damage has been decreased from 16 to 15 per bullet. And then the alternator has been increased from 15 to 16. So they just kind of swapped there. And then for the Spitfire, the damage increase was from 18 to 19. Reload speed was increased from 2.8 seconds to 3.2 seconds, which kind of sucks, but I'm guessing it's for the bullet damage. And then the empty reload speed increased from 3.33 seconds to 3.8 seconds, which sucks. And then the EVA 8 fire rate was increased from 2.0 to 2.1, and I'm guessing that is because of the double tap being taken out. But honestly, 2.0 to 2.1 isn't a huge difference. But, I mean, it's a little bit. It's enough to add something. I don't know. But yeah, so that's Season 8 Mayhem. So I like a lot of the changes they did for the game. A lot of it seems to just be some pretty good quality of life ideas that they came up with. Like I said, I really like Fuse right now. I don't think I'm using him correctly, in the sense that, like, I think I'm using him correctly, but I don't think I'm using him as much correctly as I think I could be, if that makes sense. That was probably confusing. It was confusing for me, and I was the one who said it. But anyway, also the new gun is my favorite gun out of all of the ones that have been released the entire game. It's really good. I really like single fire weapons in pretty much any game that I play, so the 30-30 repeater is right up my alley. Or I should say single fire, like, AR type things, not like snipers and stuff, but I still really like snipers, so I mean, I guess it works. But kind of basically stuff like the Wingman, the G7, the 30-30 repeater, even though I never really liked the G7 for some reason, but I don't know, maybe because it just didn't do a lot of damage in my opinion. But yeah, so make sure that you check out this new season. It's definitely making me interested again in Apex Legends. I kind of wish that I had played more throughout the previous seasons, because I'm now missing a couple legends, which kind of sucks. But I mean, I guess it is what it is. It's my fault for missing out on the game. But yeah, King's Canyon map is awesome. Or, like, the new added portion to it is awesome. And then new weapon, new legend, quality of life fixes, all of that jazz is awesome. So I'd recommend checking out Season 8 Apex Legends. And besides that, game on.
Find AFCast on Instagram and Twitter, at AF Community, for any updates on future podcast episodes. If you want to join the community Discord, find the link in the description or on the website, afcommunity.com.